This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios right here in Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It's free, and you can take us where you go. It's free. Like I said, put it on your phone. And the podcast will be up there later on today. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Start with you. Hello. How was your weekend?
It was busy. Got, like, most of the Christmas decorations up on Saturday. And then all yesterday I started cleaning because I've got glitter everywhere.
Ooh, man, that glitter. Why'd you use glitter?
Because they're on the ornaments.
I thought you were totally against that stuff.
I am, typically, but glitter not during free. Christmas.
Not in my house. We're glitter free, baby. Glitter free. Good morning, Spadell. How are you?
Spadell?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. There you are.
Yeah, you got to turn the mic on the new radio.
Oh, I turned it on.
No, I'm talking about me.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't turn it on in here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gotcha. Thought you were blaming me already.
Yeah, no, it was me.
Okay,
was
all right, man. All
I'm
right,
doing
you just
good.
Keep your pace over there.
It was the first weekend without paintball, so I just got to relax and hang out.
Look at you.
So, it was nice.
Did you guys watch the Tyson fight?
No.
Yeah.
You didn't watch it?
You went
to a hockey game,
didn't you? I was at the Avs game, yep.
That's right. Well, you didn't miss anything, pal.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You didn't miss anything.
Dude, buffering was insane.
The video was awful. It was like you were watching an old TV from 1975.
The meme going around town was that the old Mike Tyson Punch-Out game, which was on the original Nintendo, had better resolution than this fight.
It was awful.
That's
it was absolutely terrible, man. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Good morning, JB!
Hi!
How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm good, Jamie.
Good.
I'm good. My back feels better.
Oh, good.
So I'm happy about that.
That is good.
But it was a good weekend.
Yeah.
I've got inspectors coming. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, yeah. I would be too, because you're shady.
Well, it's not that I'm shady.
Kind of. Because I know what you're doing, and it's shady.
You do, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's shady.
That's actually truth.
Yeah. How are you going to explain that off?
Well, I'm hoping we don't get to that point. I'm a little nervous.
They might ask. They're from the county,
yeah.
right?
County.
Yeah.
County coming into Ray BJ's house today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Just a little bit shady.
A little bit shady.
I don't know why I'm nervous. Well, I guess you nailed
it.
I guess you nailed it for me.
Shady.
But yeah, they're coming today. I got inspectors 3 days this week. Today, tomorrow.
I didn't even have to be there for mine. For my roof, that they just came out and they signed off on it, and
but they got to come inside.
Oh, that's true.
At my house, so somebody's got to be there to let them in.
Nice.
And I'm the only one that can make it. They set up appointments.
So are you gonna act like nobody's gonna live down there because you don't have an exit?
Nobody's living down there. What the hell are
it's
you
an
talking
office,
about?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an office. It's a den. What do they call it? Man cave.
Yeah.
It's a man cave.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just not the man down there. I'll put another man.
I'm
taking in some homeless, Jamie. I'm doing
oh,
a good deed.
Did you sign up for that program?
Yes.
Doing your part.
I'm taking in some homeless. Okay?
Yeah, I remember. So, remember that brilliant idea? Signing up for that program Denver decided
yes,
to do?
They finally got around to me. Had a lot of rejections from the homeless. They'd rather live on the street.
Listen, I know all of you that are listening are really nice people, as are we, but come on, what were they really thinking? Like, we're all going to just let people that we don't... I mean, you know, getting in an Uber is scary yeah. enough that we don't know those people, right? Yeah. But now I'm going to, like, let an entire family live with me?
Well, they did that with the illegal
that's
aliens.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you meant just homeless in
no,
general.
No, that's what I'm talking about. That program okay. that Denver implemented. It's yeah. like... Yeah, we can't speak the same language, but come on in.
Sure, as long as you need.
Yeah, right.
Till you get
right?
on your feet.
Just go ahead and squat here.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, don't really know what you guys do.
Well, not that, but they don't have like an exit program. Like,
no.
Don't worry, we'll protect you.
Yeah.
We'll make sure these people leave. Nope, they're just like, sign up for this phone number, and we'll have a family move in with you.
Before you know okay. it, you've got a squatter in your house.
Well, I'd like to see the mayor and the governor do it first. And then let me see how it works out for them.
They have plenty of room. At the governor's mansion,
exactly.
don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, all you got is Polis and his guy down there, right?
Right? Yeah, let me see them do it first. I'll observe, and then maybe I'll think about it.
Yeah, that was
what a dumb
that was
program.
That was a great idea.
I mean, literally,
brilliant.
I get terrified brilliant. Just getting in an Uber, you know, with a stranger.
Yeah.
But now a whole family, just come on in.
I'll bet you can count on one hand how many people actually did the program out of millions of
yeah,
people, okay?
Right? Oh,
probably four, five, something like that, right?
Lord, yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. BJ Jamie Morning Show. It is a Monday, just getting started. We are just over a week from Thanksgiving, man. The holidays are here.
I know. Did you see DTC is already lit up right
there
in the corner?
I noticed it driving in this morning.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of lights going up in the neighborhood. Pretty, pretty cool. All right, we'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Knicks to throw wide open at the five, and in is Nate Atkins with the touchdown. Another opening for Williams. Williams with the power at the end of the run. Driving to the two, pushing to the one, and all the way in for a Denver touchdown.
One more.
Mims the motion man. Mims gets the toss. Blockers in front. Mims to the five. Mims to the end zone. Denver touchdown.
I said, Schmidl, get some audio. Man, oh man.
Schmidl. Yeah, but we cheated.
What do you mean we cheated?
Well, we cheated.
How'd we cheat?
Because that was an incomplete pass.
Which one?
The one that the guy dropped.
The guy dropped it?
And fumbled and retrieved it, yeah.
Well, that's not fair.
Yeah. So,
I didn't see the game.
Yeah, so, well, there was a pass, and the guy caught it. Our guy caught it, and he didn't have it with three steps in.
Yeah.
He had it with one step. He dropped it, and then he recovered it, and they went back and said, oh, no, it was a complete pass with a fumble recovery or whatever. But the analysts, you know how they have that guy in L.A.?
Yeah.
It's like, well, actually, that was not a complete pass. He did not get three steps in, so that wasn't a complete pass at all.
No,
yeah, they were freaking out on TV.
Yeah.
No kidding. Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we cheat.
We did totally cheat.
All right. I like cheaters.
We really cheated. And then we got
cheating, you're not trying.
And we got a touchdown on that because of that play.
Yeah.
We got a touchdown, and I felt like after that they were just done.
Yeah.
they
just gave
up. Forget it.
Now, was that early in the game?
No.
It was later
in the second
half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, man, I didn't realize we cheated.
Yeah, we cheated.
We should cheat every week.
Yeah.
If we can win.
Yeah.
I'm all for the cheating, man.
I know, but it's just that it's hard to take because my friends, you know, from across the country or whatever, you guys are cheaters.
Oh, like, they just blew you up.
No, he caught it and then he recovered it. And they're like, no, even the analyst said there were not three steps. I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, give me three steps.
Yeah, man.
I didn't see the controversy.
Yeah, that was a whole thing.
All right, well, we beat them up yesterday, right?
Yep, we sure did.
We beat the Atlanta Falcons. I think the Falcons suck anyway. But, hey, we'll take it, even though we're cheaters.
We are cheaters. It's fine. It's
Bo Nix is on a roll, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
That guy is good.
Yep.
He's playing well.
He is, so good for him.
All right, and CU won over the weekend. Man, we're going to have a Heisman winner here.
Yep. CSU was, they won.
The Border War.
Yeah, and that was a big deal. They filled the stadium. It was insane.
Yeah.
And then they carried around the boot all over the city and went nuts.
That's so cool.
The coach was on fire on Twitter. He was so excited. Yeah, he was nuts.
What a football weekend.
Yeah,
I think our guy from Colorado is going to win the Heisman.
Hunter?
He's strong, isn't he?
He had a couple catches.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Well, all right, there you go. That's your sports update here with the BJ and Jamie Sports Edition of the program.
Did we miss anything?
All we doubt. No, we're a bunch of cheaters.
I love that everybody at CU sang happy birthday to that Peggy lady.
Oh, it was so sweet.
She turned, what, 100?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so everybody sang happy birthday.
Oh, that's sweet.
Do we have the audio?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. We're working on it, I guess.
All right.
We'll get there eventually. I mean, we got 4 hours.
That's fine.
I mean, we might play it at 9:59 this morning.
You know, I thought in my head, I was like, should I just tell Schmidl like the list before we get there on Monday morning? Because, I mean, the list is obvious. What we need is audio. And I'm like, no, he'll have it.
Yeah, Schmidl, can I ask you a question real quick here?
Yeah.
And I'm being very serious about this, okay?
Okay.
How do you miss things like this? How do you miss, like...
I was going to grab it. I told you 2 seconds ago.
No. How do you walk in...
I was working on the Broncos audio.
No, you're missing my point. How do you walk in here on a Monday morning and you didn't even know that happened?
I knew that happened. What do you mean?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you just didn't grab the audio?
I was working on the Mike Tyson stuff, and then you came in here and asked me what I was working on. I told you I'm grabbing the Broncos audio. Then I grabbed that and I gave it to you, and then I'm working on the Peggy stuff right now. I literally have it pulled up on YouTube.
Okay. No, I was gonna text him, and I thought, well, he'll already have it in the can. But I was wrong.
Defensive all of a sudden.
Well, he did get one piece of audio.
Well, he just acts surprised when I ask him about the Peggy stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
He looked at me like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
But that's whatever. It's all good, man. It's all good. I don't want to start any problems.
Nope, no problems.
BJ's got a brand new attitude this week. I'm not going to cause any problems
No problems.
I got my own problems at home. All right.
You're rolling dirty, man.
I'm rolling dirty. Schmidl, I apologize. Okay.
Okay.
If I offended you in some way.
Wait. But I mean, so nobody has ever defined what a producer does. Is that what?
Let's not start. Okay. It's early on Monday.
All right.
Just be happy. And
I am happy.
A lot of joy down in my heart.
You're going to jail today.
It'll be illegal. I'm just afraid they're... never mind. I'm not even going to talk about it. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next year on the program. Say bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Was Taylor at the Chiefs game? Was it
no.
home?
No.
Oh.
She wasn't there.
She wasn't?
Nope.
Oh, no.
No.
Was there trouble in paradise?
I don't know. Well, they weren't at home.
Oh, they weren't?
They were in Buffalo.
Buffalo.
She normally just makes the home games, right?
Yes.
I think for the most part. Unless it's New York City, you know.
She's on the home stretch of her Eras tour.
She is?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, she's almost done.
It's been, what, 5 years? 20 years? How long
has
she been on it?
A couple of years, it seems.
I think it's been 20. 25 years she's been on that tour.
Man, that'll get you.
Right?
She's got to be tired.
I wonder what they're going to do when, you know, that's the thing. Like, it happened to all my friends during the pandemic. All of a sudden, their husbands traveled, right? And they were always gone, all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, they were at home with my friends.
Yeah.
And God, did they hate them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, all of a sudden, he knows how to take out the trash better. Yes. You know, I told you guys that. And so what's going to happen when they're actually together all the time?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know,
but
that's
you're
the
right.
Reality.
They haven't been this whole relationship, right?
Exactly. So it'll be interesting. I hope they make it forever. All right. Speaking of football, Beyonce will perform during halftime of the Christmas Day matchup between the Baltimore Ravens and the Houston Texans.
You know, this is a groundbreaker because it's going to be streamed on Netflix. I hope they do a better job with the video than they did for the Tyson fight. That's for sure.
God.
That was terrible video. Was it they just had too many people watching?
Yeah, they had
it
too crashed, many people.
Yeah. Did you see where that one guy streamed it and got 6.6 million viewers?
No, I didn't.
There's a guy named Antonio. I think he's a football player. Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
He put up a camera in front of his TV, streamed it for those that didn't have Netflix, and got 6 million viewers.
Well, I'm telling. Oh, my God. I was at Kylie's house.
Yeah.
And we thought it was her TV, right? Her service. We didn't know what
so
was
did
happening.
I.
Yeah.
I
so
thought,
then,
man, what a time for it to go out.
Right? So then she like turns it off and then we turn it back on and then it's just going in a slow circle of doom.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, at least we had it and it was kind of shredded picture, you know?
Grainy,
but now
yeah.
we can't even get it to boot. I mean, we're like, oh my God. But then it finally booted up and that fight between those two girls was awesome.
Yeah.
Holy crap. That one girl was robbed, though. But that was an amazing fight.
That was a good
oh
fight.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good. That was the that was the reason why to watch.
It was better than any of the ones before that, too.
I
watched maybe three fights before the Tyson fight. And those two ladies, man, oh, man, did they go at it.
Dude, and it was like they could hardly stand at the end.
Wow.
They were so tired, and they're just like...
They left it all out there.
Yeah, they did.
That was a good fight.
I won't show you the picture. Well, I'll show you, but I can't post it. So then a bunch of us might have had some cocktails.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we might have been playing Ring Girls.
Yes.
Boy, you could not look away with those Ring Girls.
I know, right?
Woo! Oh my man, God. I don't know where they recruited those from, but
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Here's one
oh,
Ring
no.
Girl.
Yeah. Yeah, she's getting there,
right?
Yeah, maybe she should audition.
Because we were like, okay, never mind. You have to be there for it. But anyway, yeah, we were Ring Girls, and it just looks so odd because there's this girl. In case you didn't see it, the one girl. I mean, both girls were bloody messes. I mean, they were swollen up. They were just destroyed. Their faces were destroyed. And right behind them, smiling and clapping with their big boobs sticking out, were the Ring Girls.
I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm thinking to myself, I wish that girl would turn around and just cold cock that
girl. I know. I said
she should just turn around and just lay her out.
I agree with you. I know, right? Because it was God. Yeah, it was so pathetic. All right. Anyway, so yeah, Beyonce is going to perform at the halftime show, like we said, and it will be on Netflix. By the way, they're saying the reason why is because that's her hometown. I don't know. Houston is, so... Maybe that's why she wants to do it.
I thought she lived in New York.
That's her hometown.
Oh, hometown.
Hometown, oh. Yeah. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, his $250 million Christmas film bombs as it opens to $34 million. It's a big, big, big budget comedy. And he was, what's it called? The Red One?
Red One.
Yep, it's called The Red One. And it's $250 million, and they thought it was going to do really well, but it did not.
Yeah, I think the movie industry's in trouble. I do. I because this is like the fourth big budget movie that's bombed in a row.
Yep. So.
You know, you had Joker, it bombed. You got that Kevin Costner movie, it bombed. And then I think there was one last week that we talked about, it bombed.
Maybe it'll do better over... Like, I feel like we always went to the movies the Friday of Thanksgiving, you know?
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Yeah, the Friday after Thanksgiving, we either went then or Thursday night we would go because it was open then, too. So maybe it'll pick up some money.
And I have to say, like, Red One, it looks like a weird movie.
Does it?
Well, it didn't entice me like the trailer or anything like that. It didn't entice me to go.
I haven't even seen a trailer for it.
Yeah.
What's the premise?
It
says after Santa Claus has kidnapped the North Pole's head of security, Dwayne The Rock Johnson must team up with the world's most infamous bounty hunter in a globe-trotting, action-packed mission to save Christmas.
It's just kind of a weird,
sounds weird,
Christmas movie to go see.
How can that not work? Rescuing Santa?
Alec Baldwin, why is it still funny when people have their pants unzipped?
It always is.
Alec Baldwin, during the closing of Saturday Night Live curtain call, you know how they all say goodnight and all that stuff. I guess XYZ. I guess his fly was open, but thankfully he had panties on.
Yeah.
So he, I don't know why that's still funny. And it made the news, which is hilarious, by the way, to me. Zach Bryan's ex, Brianna, that chicken fried chick or whatever. So here's what happened. So she is really, really mad at Zach Bryan because Zach Bryan is taunting her. You know, he stole her cat, right? So he stole her cat, and now he keeps posting pictures on Instagram of her cat.
Just random.
That's so mean. She loves her cat. Oh my God. She said, I can't believe Stumpy or whatever. Stump. His name is Stump.
Now, is the cat, the pictures, I haven't seen this. In fact, it's the first I've heard of this story. Is the cat like doing crazy, like outrageous luxury stuff? Or
I have no idea.
Is the cat being tortured?
It was all taken down.
Oh, so you don't know what the pictures were?
No, because Zach Bryan took them down. So she went live and said, if this man posts one more effing cat one more time, that I'm going to post videos of him throwing stuff at me, at my face. So you can stop effing posting my cat and rubbing it in my face. And then he took him down. I guess he knows that she really does have video of him being abusive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you striped them all away from his Instagram, because there's none. I'm looking right now. There's none of them on there.
Yeah. So, yeah. When she threatened the videos, I'll show the world you. It's like, I'm going to take down Stump now. let me go ahead and take down.
What a great move, though. Take her cat, start posting pictures.
That's right?
You're talking about warfare.
No, you know what would have been really great? Is if he would have had some hot, hot bimbo and she's petting the cat.
Loving on the cat. Oh, no.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I guess there's this new trend sweeping the nation, speaking of Instagram. And it's this thing where you act like you're going back to somebody. You keep going back to somebody. I don't know. It's a whole thing. It's like that. What was the last one that was so stupid? We talked about it. Oh my God! Remember at the club? Remember that one?
Yeah,
that one that didn't make any sense. Well, it's kind of along that line. You act like you keep going back to somebody or whatever. But Kristen Cavallari, she did the whole the whole challenge thing, and she said that she kept going back to Morgan Wallen. Do you think they hooked up?
I mean, it's definitely a possibility because he's always in Nashville, and she lives in Nashville.
She lives in Nashville.
So I can see it.
The speculation is that Kristen Cavallari,
look at her.
She gets around.
She does.
She was with that guy that doesn't do anything but practical jokes. What was his name? One of the something boys? No, the other boys.
No, Montana boys.
Yeah, the Montana boys. I mean, where are you going in life with that thing? Yeah, I know you make millions of dollars, but aren't you kind of done at 26?
Well, they don't even do like original content.
They just drive around in their truck.
And it's lip syncing videos. It's ridiculous.
Well, they have a truck though, so that's exciting. Did you guys see Powerball Pete texted us yesterday? And I guess there was fights on the court at the pickleball tournament.
No, I didn't see that.
Yes, yeah, he's like freaked out. It says, unsportsmanlike pickleball player savagely kicks his opponent in the face after a game.
Oh, I saw that one.
Whoa.
Yeah. I didn't see the he texted, but I did see the video.
Yeah, it was from Powerball Pete. He said, now it's a sport.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They're fighting.
Right? Let's see here. Jessica Simpson and Eric Johnson, they say they're trying to figure out their separation. That's just a shame right there, isn't it? And then finally, they're saying that Britney Spears, the reason why her son, shockingly, we all know this, has reached out to her and tried to make amends is because Kevin doesn't have any more child support, and they realize damn, our mom has $66 million. And our dad now doesn't have any money. Yeah. We better be nice to mom.
You know, they should have thought of this about 6 months ago.
I agree.
The clock's ticking, man.
Yeah. I agree.
You don't wait till the day that the payments are gone.
Isn't it so obvious?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of disgusting.
That's why I'm saying you got to build for this. You got to start working on that like 6-8 months out.
Oh, and then Betty White, she got her own stamp.
She did?
Yeah, isn't that cute? Oh. Oh, so cute. Oh, my God.
She's dead, right?
Yeah, she, okay. She died.
I don't think you get a stamp unless you're dead.
Oh, is that a rule?
I don't know. Mm. I feel like it is. I've never seen a living person on a stamp.
Wow. Mm. Huh. I've never really thought about it,
I think you got to be dead. It's kind of like getting a street named after you.
Huh.
No, I guess that one's wrong.
No, that one's not right at all.
Peter Forsberg has a stamp.
He does?
He played for the Colorado Avalanche. She has a stamp
in a stamp?
Yeah, in Sweden.
Oh, uh-huh. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Swedish stamp.
Yeah, doesn't count. Uh-huh.
You got a Swedish stamp. That is cool. Yeah. All right, anyway, fun facts with Dylan. There you go, tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.